for your phone, so all of the information you see here and all of the records that you see and how you use them can also be done on your mobile phone via an app, the Salesforce app. So it's very, very handy when you're on the boat.
Great, yeah.
So this is so what you're looking at now is Salesforce, right? So what I direct you to initially is the top here, you'll see a number of tabs, home, calendar, leads, opportunities, and so on.
Yeah.
The main thing to keep in mind about Salesforce, I think I mentioned it the other day, was how customizable it is. So although we have set this up in kind of just the out-of-box version, you can add a number of other tabs in here if you wish. You know, there's a more you can add in here. You can change the names of these if you wanted, you know. So oftentimes these are not the same language that you would use in your own company to describe certain things. And, you know, you can change those tabs to say whatever you want.
Yeah.
So you have that kind of freedom with the application. In terms of what you're seeing here, this is our homepage. So this is where you would normally log into every morning. And what we've suggested here is maybe a graph, so a performance graph to show you maybe, you know, where you are quarter to date, year to date as an individual, maybe as a company, what your targets are and where you could be expected to finish based off of how much you've closed to date and how much you've left in the pipeline, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So you can put anything you want there, but that's just a suggestion.
Yeah.
As you look down through the page, there's other bits and pieces here. So if you have any upcoming events or any upcoming tasks due, that would be represented here. So that when you log in the morning, you can see the tasks that have been either assigned to you by somebody else or that you have created for yourself to follow up with somebody or do a certain action on this particular day or whatever it might be.
Right.
And the idea here is that you don't use scraps of paper, you know, stapled to a wall or a book on your desk to write down, you know, at the back of a calendar or something like that, that you start using Salesforce as a place to generate an action and report on tasks so you can get a good idea of what you're doing in the business.
Brilliant.
And to do that is very, very simple. So if you want to add a task, I mean, there are none here at the moment. So if you go to the top right-hand corner, you'll see there's a plus button, and there's a number of things you can do here quite quickly, one of which is log a task. So if you clicked into that, it would just ask you then to, you know, log a task. So call Declan, and I'd say that the due date is today, and I suppose you might not be in here. Well, no, you wouldn't. Let's just say that's you.
Yeah.
Which account is it assigned to? Let's say Cherry Orchard FC. This was a sports one we were dealing with a while ago. And you click save. And what will happen then is that task has been created in your own name. And if I, just to speed things up, I'll refresh the page here. And what will happen then is you'll see that task in that box where there were no tasks previously, as you can see here. And that will populate into your tasks list, whichever day you have set to complete it. So if you have tasks that you set for 6 months' time on the 5th of December or whatever it might be, it won't appear in your task list until that day. Now, you can't see it if you go into tasks at the top. You'll see every one you have in the future, but it just gives you the prompt when it makes more sense.
Brilliant, yeah.
And the same thing with events. The events are just meetings, for example. So what meetings do you have on site with customers? What you know, different meetings you have, you can put them in there in exactly the same way. You hit the plus button, and away you go.
Yeah.
Some of the things you may want to put in here, top deals, for example, what are the top deals that are being worked on by the company that you may want to keep an eye on? What are the top deals that you have as an individual, as opposed to the company overall? It may help to focus you specifically on what you're required to do. And then any recent records you visited and that sort of stuff. So that's kind of an overview of the homepage. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Yeah, that's great.
And actually, one of the other things that I forgot to mention there in terms of what may be, you know, quite handy is the assistant. And what this effectively does is look into the information you have in Salesforce. And for example, let's say we have here Cherry Orchard FC. There's a specific opportunity out in the system for these guys. What the system is saying here is that this is overdue. To say that you had a book date, you had in the system, you said, we're going to close this opportunity on the 5th of July, and the system is now telling you that you actually overshot that, and you need to do something about that because it's wrong.
Yeah.
The information is you either have to push the date out, or you need to delete it, or whatever it might be. And equally down below, which is probably a bit more handier, is the ones where it notifies you saying that there is no activity on a certain opportunity after a certain amount of days. So this is, you know, talking about, we spoke about falling through the cracks and things that people don't follow up on. This would be something that could definitely help there. So what the system will do is read into the opportunities that are in the system that may have been put there weeks ago. And if nobody has added in, for example, a task, as I've just shown you there, or logged a phone call or sent an email, the system will say, you have this opportunity with no activity, and it's highly likely then you'll know you're never going to win this because nothing's happening around it. So does that make sense?
Yeah,
are there
that
any
makes
questions
perfect
around
sense. No, I like that. I like that. Yeah, no, that's very good. Yeah.
And you can define that, by the way. So you can say, here we have it set up for 30 days, but you can say whatever amount of time you want. So that may be too long. In your business, you may want to have it as 3 days or a week or whatever it is.
Right.
And then when each person logs in the morning, they will see a fully populated list here of what they haven't got to in 7 or 8 days. And you can then start to manage the cadence around that in the business to try and, again, stop bits falling through the cracks and make sure you get over everything that was opened up.
Great.
So that's fairly straightforward, I think. So what I'll show you then is kind of the process of the leads, and we spoke with this the other day, and how you kind of action that.
Yeah, now one of the things that I would like to clarify at the start, again, it's down to language. So we have, as far as I can work out, we have four. We have contacts, leads, opportunities, and accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now accounts are simple. They're people we've done business with, so I can get my head around that. But what is, you know, the definition of a contact, a lead, and an opportunity?
Sure. Okay. So, what I would say is if you imagine the stage development cycle to be in three phases. Okay. So if you imagine leads are phase one, opportunities are phase two, and accounts then are phase three. So leads are people who have expressed an interest in something like a course, for example, or something along those lines with your particular business. Yet you maybe haven't really done very much with them. So they may have only gone onto your website and filled in the contact me form.
Yes.
And what will happen is they will come into the leads queue. And from there, then what you will do is you engage with those people after their initial contact. And if they say, look, yes, I'm very interested, I've done one or two things before, then you say, okay, well, I'm going to progress you from a lead, and you now become an opportunity. Something where they're showing potential, they're serious about doing business with you, they want to buy, they have money, they may be a business that wants to put a number of people on a course, whatever it might be, but they haven't yet bought anything from you. So they're not quite somebody who just has filled in a form. You don't know anything about.
Yeah,
but
okay.
They're kind of the next step up from that, and one step behind someone who's actually bought something from you.
Okay.
And the reason for that, it may seem to, you know, a lot of people say, well, is that not overly complicated? We're a small business. Surely it just makes sense to go straight from a lead to an account, and we can develop everything from there. The reason you don't do that is because what you don't want is to have all the kind of the dirty washing in with your opportunities and your accounts. So you want these areas to be as clean as possible and relevant, so that when the system starts looking in to all this information about you should add a task here and you should do this around this opportunity, you don't want people to kind of say, oh, shit, that guy's useless. I've never gone, what's the point of doing anything around that? Because he's never going to buy anything.
You keep
those types of people mulling around in your leads queue. And there you can just leave them, you know, get back to them whenever you need to. And only when they show some promise do you move them into the opportunities. And then if they, you know, out of the opportunities, let's say, you know, they won't all close, of course, but about, you know, a huge majority of them will, then they get moved into accounts. And that's how you kind of grade it up in steps.
Yeah. So and that's done on account by account basis or by company by company basis. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll show you now. So if you imagine, so for example, when we spoke to you today, I was talking about your form on your website saying, you know, contact us.
Yeah.
And you said, I think that was an email that you get sent. Is that what it is?
That's right, yeah.
So what the proposal I would put in front of you here is to change that flow. And instead of having that form go to an email, for yourself or Katrina, whoever else it is. I thought it was Katrina, was that the name?
Yeah.
You got a girl?
Yeah.
Yeah. You would have that directed now into Salesforce, and what would happen is I fill in the form on your website, and the that, I suppose, that query comes in here as a lead and does not go to an email anymore. So when you come in the morning, you will see a number of leads that have been placed in here from the queries on the website. So what you can see here is, let's say this is over the weekend, when I come in on Monday morning, I can see that I have had 11 different people fill in that query form or contact us form on the website, and now all of the details they put into the form are in here. So I can see there's, you know, there's all different types of people. They've given me their various titles, their phone numbers, companies, and emails, and so on and so forth. And what you're doing now is you're getting rid of duplication or you know, a missed email in your inbox or whatever it is, because now you can start to track it, and everybody in the company who has access to Salesforce can see this list, and they can say, I'll take this one, you know, I'll take this one, you take that one, et cetera, et cetera, and you can start to work off the same place. Does that make sense?
Brilliant. Yeah, that's fantastic.
And so these are your leads. So these are guys who've just filled out a form. In that form, you don't know anything about them, so you want to kind of drill in and say, let's have a look at Cristiano here, see what he's up to. But this is a guy, over the weekend, you never heard of him, excuse me, and he's not an account. He's no history with you and your business. You can see he's filled in his various bits and pieces here off from the contact us form. And what you can see here is a process that we've put in place, and we spoke about this the other day, in terms of the ideal process. What does the perfect business development process look like from filling in that form on the website all the way through to becoming an account?
Okay.
So within the leads area, we would say, you know, this is somebody new. We don't know anything about him, so he's at the new stage. And what we're going to do is we're going to perform a number of activities to try and get him from this place up to somewhere where we want to move him to a more solid opportunity.
Yeah.
So we can see below what we can do is we can do a number of things. You can send an email. And we can create a task. So if I say, let's say, the first thing I'm going to do probably on Monday morning is going to call this guy. Let's say I called Cristiano, spoke to Señor. Yeah, it's all good. So let's say this guy's, you know from your experience, this is going to be a good one.
Yeah.
He's the guy, you know, you probably end up doing business with. At the moment, there's no account creator for these guys, because why would there be? You never heard of them.
Yeah.
But you say that that's an activity that's been done against this specific lead. And as you can see below, now it's starting to record all the activities. So I can see the call that I just logged, which was today. Yeah. I can also see, now this has been, obviously, it's a demo, so we've used this a couple of times, but you can see that there was an email sent. So what I could also do is I could send an email. So I'd say, I had a call with Cristiano. Now I'm going to follow up. So this is our follow up. Say, hi, CR. Here is the info you wanted. And you may attach a document or a price list or whatever it might be. And if this was somebody from an account that's known to you, if he was from Ronaldo FC, for example, you could put it in here at this time. But at this, from where we are now, we've never heard of this guy. He's not an account to us. We're going to click send. So Salesforce will send that email off, but it will also record the email here. So if I want to go back in time and say, well, what was the process we did around trying to get this guy after he came into us? Well, we had a phone call. We also then sent him an email, and I can click in and I can see the content of that email, what documents were attached, if there were any, the time, the date, all that sort of stuff. And so over time, you're building this activity timeline that shows what was done with this particular lead in order to progress them through the business cycle.
Right.
So does that make sense?
That makes
sense.
See how
that would be useful?
Yeah, very much so.
Okay. Great. So. Do you have any questions at this point?
No. I'm following along. That's great. So,
okay.
So at this stage, then, so in terms of moving along from new to work, well, it's now in working mode, is it? In terms of
exactly. So what we would say now is, you know, he's no longer just new, because now we're starting to engage with him, and we click that as the current status, and it will then show us that it's now
moved up to the next level.
Then what you may want to do here is, and I think it's probably more prudent, is to only have maybe one or two steps within the leads area. Because what will happen is, this is maybe for possibly more complicated sales cycle, where you have a number of steps within the leads area before it becomes something more solid. So you may only want to have one or two. And then once they get to the end of this process within the leads, you would convert them. And that means what you're saying now is, out of all those people who have filled in a form, this is the guy we've spoken to who's come back to us, who, you know, picks up our phone call and responds to our emails. So straight away, he's someone who's probably much more interested than somebody who doesn't. And B, you sound them out to have maybe, you know, a bit of money. They are serious. They know people who've done it before, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So you're going to convert them. And what you're going to do now is you're going to turn them into a more qualified opportunity. What you're saying is here, we now want to convert Cristiano and we now want to put him into an account. Now, if an account exists, you can add them straight to that. But let's say you've never seen this guy before. You want to add him in as an account. You just create the account as you go. So you can call this one Ronaldo FC. And you can put in all the details here that are required for an account, such as the billing address, the shipping address. Now, you can, if you want to speed this kind of process up and put this information in later, you can just take out these fields and say, oh, I only want to have the name, the account number. So maybe I want to have account number.
Yeah.
In here. And the way you go, industry, region, you don't have to fill this in now. You can just say, no, I only want to recruit a couple of quick things to get us going and come back to this later. So that's fine. And you click save. And you can see now we've got, I am the owner. So if I want to designate somebody else as the owner of this account, I can. So let's say you want to make it that it's Katrina's account and not yours specifically, and you want her to work on this. You can just select her once she's in the system. So you can say that this lead is now converted into an opportunity. It's owned by Cindy or Katrina. The name of the account is going to be Ronaldo FC, and the opportunity name is, you know, Ronaldo FC, new course, or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
And you click convert, and this may not work. It's a demo. Yeah, so this is a demo of what it would really do, but that
you can
convert, and then it becomes an opportunity.
Yeah.
So once you kind of complete that, you're moving up one step in the ladder effectively, and you're looking at your opportunities now. So what I do now is just show you what it looks like. And it's very, very similar. So what is the list of our opportunities? So you're kind of whittling it down. Maybe you had 1,000 leads, but out of those 1,000 leads, you only have maybe 100 opportunities, you know, which is probably a decent ratio.
Well, that'd be all right, yeah.
And you say, okay, so these are the solid bits that we're working on. Not all of them are going to close, but these are the ones we want to keep track of.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So let's have a look at maybe, I suppose, one of them along the lines here of a decent size. We can see the amounts that we've assigned to each of these opportunities shown here. We can see the stage that it's at. So I'm going to show you the stages now in a second and why that's important. We can see the close date we've attached to these opportunities. So we, you know, when do we expect them to sign the contract with us or send over the money? They'll be represented here. And you can change this list around. You want to see which one's going to close first, just like in Excel. You can see, you know, the one that's going to close, you know, soon enough is going to be the one at the top. If you want to change it by the amount, you just do that. It's like in Excel, exactly the same kind of thing. And who owns them? So is it you? Is it me? Is it Bill? Is it Casey? Who owns these? And who do I need to contact when kind of querying what's going on with them? So let's have a look at this one. This is a Hermodyne add-on business. 187,000. We're at proposal quote stage, and it looks like it's going to close. Well, that looks like it's in the past, but let's say that's next year.
Yeah.
Click in here, and you can see more details. And it's very, very similar to what we've seen in the leads, except now there's just a bit more detail that we're fleshing out around this. We can see the name of the opportunity here, and we can see the company it's attached to, the date, the expected amount, and who owns it. Again, we can see that process. So at the top, where are we in terms of the overall process here? Are we halfway along? Have we sent a proposal? Are we in negotiation? Where are we? So very quickly you can see where you are. And as you get, again, as I showed you before, you have all of your activities here. So if you want to do a task, a phone call, an event, an email, it's all here and it'll all be recorded. And you want to see the details, so more information around as you click into the details, and you'll be able to see, you know, what's the amount again, what's the probability. And anything else you want to put in here, maybe you want to rank this as a, you know, for example, gold, silver, bronze, as something you want to use as a kind of a designation criteria to say, well, which is most important to our business. Maybe you want to look at who else is involved here. Are there subcontractors? Are there instructors, lecturers you use for the courses that you may want to reference on this? Any other bits of information, you can just design the form whichever way you want. And that's really how that works. On the right-hand side, you'll see just products, so that wouldn't be applicable to you guys, but you may want to add in the type of course it is, or many people are taking this course, what files, so maybe any notes or materials that were attached to this course you want to add in here, maybe some customer details, whatever you wanted, photos, PDFs, Word files, whatever.
Right.
So that's really the opportunities then.
Okay, so it goes from being a lead to an opportunity to then there's working proposal, quote, negotiation, then closed or lost or whatever the case may be.
Exactly. So, as again, very similar to the leads, we can move to negotiation and then eventually, hopefully, move to closed. We select that as a stage and, you know, you have two options here. Hopefully, it's closed one.
Yeah.
And you have revenue to the business, you click save, and again, this may not save a property, it may do it does again. So, as you can see, now the full sales cycle has been completed, and what will happen is that revenue, that revenue there will now be added on to the revenue numbers that you have recorded against the business for the year. And that becomes very important when you start to look at accounts overall in terms of who are the most valuable accounts to your business, who do you want to target for future marketing campaigns and all that sort of stuff, as you know, which is very straightforward, but it allows you to do it within Salesforce.
And does that work on a calendar month, a calendar year or a last 12 months, or is that definable as well? Or do I see
again,
for the last 2 years who's the most valuable? Because that's an exercise I'm doing.
It's entirely up to you, and I'll show you that at the end in terms of the reporting that you can pull out of Salesforce. So that's probably where it's most powerful. You know, these are all of these the leads, the opportunities, the development, all that sort of stuff is just there in order to manage the process of developing business. But a lot of the value comes at a Salesforce when you start to slice and dice that data in order to provide intelligence back to the decisions you make within the business. So, and I'll show you that then towards the end, because that can often be where the most value is to be extracted. So that's pretty much it around the opportunities. And again, if you follow the logical flow, you've now sold to these people, and there's Permadine there. You can see they've become an account of ours now because they bought something. We click in, and again, now this is just instead of that specific opportunity with underneath that umbrella of the account name, we see all of the account details.
Right.
So, who are the contacts? Which courses have they taken with you in the past? Which ones have you been successful in winning? Which ones have we gone to close lost? So you'll have a full history here of how much they've gone with you in terms of what they booked, but also you'll know which ones they went down the line with and decided to go with somebody else or just not buy. So you have that full history. Any different bits and pieces you can add in here. A lot of these wouldn't be relevant to you, but again, the files, you can add in any files around this account. So whatever you may have lying around in documents that are, you know, that are pertinent to this account, you can just start to sort them all centrally against this so that anybody in the company can access them instead of saying, oh, hi, Declan, can you send me that file on private day or whatever it is? You can just get them all here. And any notes, of course, you want to add in, you just add them in there, no problem.
Brilliant. Yeah, no problem.
So I don't know, just based on the conversation we had the other day, can you see how this would fit into your business and how you put more of a stringent process in place and how you'd start to kind of stop bits falling through the cracks?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. What was the other question? Yeah, just in terms of the leads, which is the first stage, is there a way to categorize? Because I have, in terms of the leads, I have, you know, I have people who are like e-zine subscribers, people who've been on day courses, students who've done certificates or diplomas. Can I categorize my leads into where they came from?
Yes, absolutely. So I'll show you that very quickly, because so if we go back to the leads again, we kind of go back to the start of the process.
Yeah.
Because it is if I click into the specific individual and into the details around that individual, then you can start to see all other kinds of information around them. Now here it's very straightforward, it's very simple, you know, name, address, phone number, that kind of stuff. But actually here it is again. I've manually added this in as something that's important to my business lead ranking. So there may be gold, silver, bronze.
Yeah.
Now equally what you could add in here is industry or any designation you want. You simply go into the settings and say, I want to add a field into this page which says industry, which says type, which says size, which says whatever. And then you can add that in as you add the lead. So when they fill in that contact us form, they may put in their basic information, their email address, their phone number. But on that first telephone call or email, you may also say, well, what industry are you in, or et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. And you record that information against that lead, and you start to flesh it out from here. If you convert that all the way through, all that information will be carried through all the way into an opportunity, and then eventually into the account, and it stays with you don't lose it.
Right. Okay. So that's part of the process again, in terms of the structure of the call gets specific information that's updated. Okay, I can get that. I like that.
Exactly.
But and you're saying that those fields there in the details, they are user definable through the settings. So if I want to add new details, say, you know, a certificate holder, a diploma holder, or something of that nature, I can define that. So, like at the moment, I have, I don't know, I'd say I have 700 or 800 students who've been through the certificate and diploma that I've kind of lost touch with, you know, which is disgraceful.
Well, what you could do there is, if you have that field within the contact record, you could pull a report to say, show me everybody who has taken a certificate with us forever, you know.
Okay. And then, now, you know, sorry, then you've just lost me there. It shows
sorry, how can you hear me?
Oh, no, I can hear you. Yeah, that's the problem, I did hear you. I'm just trying to get my head around it. So, again, now it's down to definitions, and this is where I'm stupid. So you're saying within the contact details, so if I'm importing data, do I import them into contacts, do I import them into leads, or where do I begin?
So, again, that's probably a language thing in terms of what we're looking at here, and I think you pointed that out earlier, to be fair. So, what do you define a contact as in your business?
A contact is... Oh, what do I define a contact? I suppose just somebody we've been... that we're aware of, you know, that's really what it is. It's just somebody we have either met or we have, you know, interacted with, or is subscribing to the weekly email or whatever the case may be. So they're just contacts, they're just people we have details on. And of course they are potential customers. Like everybody who's involved in credit anywhere in the world is a potential customer of mine, you know. So, but they may not be. So what I'm thinking of, like, if I bring everything in, so in terms of configuring the system and setting it up, when I'm importing information, do I just import everybody into my contacts, and then review that to see which are leads, or do we put them all in, call them all leads, and keep it simple rather than having as few stages as possible?
I think certainly the last point you made there is probably the one I would advise most people on is to keep it simple.
Yeah.
That's always a good course of action. So contacts within the context of Salesforce are those contacts which are aligned to an account. So an account is somebody that they are your most valuable assets in a business. You know, these are the guys that have bought from you in the past. They trust you. They like your brand. You want to make sure you're looking after them the most. And the contacts associated with those accounts are in the contacts tab. Anybody who falls outside of that, it's probably a good idea to keep them at a lower down level, such as leads, or maybe you want to call them prospects or potential customers, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And you could, within their records here, as you see, you may want to add in certain pieces of information that allows you to segment them. And from that segmentation then, within the leads queue, so we go back into the overall view, you can have a number of views. So this is recently come in. So these are recent leads, for example. But I may have a number of them. So I may have, you know, here we can see all of our leads. We can see, maybe you have a list here which says, you know, the banking industry, the IT industry, the whatever it is, and that each of the leads that you have would be put into certain lists, so that you may say, we only want to now target, let's say, a campaign of calling all the leads we had or the prospects we had from the accounting industries, and we're going to contact them in the month of July, and we're going to send them emails and phone calls, and that would be a list on its own.
Right, okay. So, and that configurable is within the detail of the leads.
Yes, so how you would make that happen is you would be in the lead itself, in the record.
Yeah.
Under details, you would say, go into the system and say, okay, I can see this thing here, there's not enough here for me, so I'll go in, I'm going to add on a field, and in this field I want to have industries, and I want to have a drop-down menu, maybe similar to this, where there's a couple of things we can pick, you know, accountancy, IT, whatever it is. When I click save, then what I'd be able to do is create a list that says, only show me all the leads at bronze stage, or in the IT industry, or in the accountancy industry. Right. And then you can look at that as a single list, like we did with this one, but it'll only show you those that are designated now within a certain specific industry or whatever criteria you put into that field.
Okay, that's great. And the priority then, just to see that as a field, is that something that's defined, or is that something that's calculated based on value?
So this is... What's happening here is this is coming from our marketing engine, which is called Pardot, which is a complementary product to Salesforce. That is what that is doing is something I suppose a bit more advanced.
Okay,
that
well, is allowing no, you to no, track. We keep it simple. No, that's fine.
Yeah, a lot of what's happening. Yeah. So I wouldn't worry too much about that. You could probably do that yourself manually. By maybe putting some sort of ABC or 1, 2, 3 rating into the record, if you think it's you want to go down that road.
No. If I have my leads in, identify the opportunities, and have a call list and a follow up activity log, that's brilliant. And then within the task, then I can put in follow up dates and all that sort of stuff as well. Okay, exactly, and I can define, I have six different categories of customers as well, and I have six different categories of, you know, leads and opportunities, and I would like to be able to segment them in terms of who are my, you know, say, accounts for in-house training, or my accounts people for the certificate course or whatever. So if I can segment them out through the details on the leads, then I can focus campaigns and work around it. So no, I like that. Yeah,
and you can do all that. I mean, as I said, this is a demo. It's set up a certain way, but that is absolutely possible. You know, and as I said, instead of the ones that we have listed here, which are hot leads, my leads, new leads, whatever, or you can see their order lists. You know, certain, we've just named them certain things, but you could have these as your own segmentations here, and then you can just click into one. See everybody who falls under that criteria and then work away with them.
Bump, yeah. Okay, that's great.
So the final thing I wanted to show you, and I might pull a lot of the questions you have together in the dashboard. So these will allow you to represent a lot of information in one place and give you some, I suppose, a level of analysis. So if you see a dashboard here, this is a kind of a business overview dashboard. And this is now going to give you a lot of information about your business based off the information that exists in either the leads, the accounts, or the opportunities tabs, as I've showed you previously.
Yeah.
So what's happening here is I can see, for example, a ton of different kinds of stuff. So if you talk about from a marketing perspective, I can see, well, what kind of campaigns we have that are generating revenue for our business. So maybe you say this month we have ran a campaign for the accountancy segmentation and we spent €2,000 on that campaign, and we want to now understand how much business that has driven. Did it work? Did it not work? Who knows? Well, with Salesforce you'd be able to answer those types of questions. So what you do is you attach to any lead that comes in, for example, when you're asking those questions, say, well, how did you find out about us? Oh, that promotion you did, or that event you were at, or whatever it might be, that's how I found out about you. What you can see here are, for example, this is an example of something you can do. What kinds of activities are leading to how much revenue? So you can see the referral program here has led to a certain amount of revenue. The industry trade show, we were at this kind of revenue. Or you can represent it in a pie chart, you know, which kind of activities have allowed us to generate the most revenue in terms of marketing. What kind of ROI do we have? So, for example, here we can see our direct marketing efforts have yielded a certain ROI. At the event we attended, a bit less, you know. I mean, we spent 2 grand on that. attending that event, we didn't get much out of it. Let's not do that next year. It didn't really work.
Yeah.
We can see our direct marketing is doing a lot of stuff for us, so let's keep that going.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. And this is endless, but the point is, this is fully customizable. You decide what you want in here, what's important for the business, and then you put a report in.
Fantastic. Okay, so now from the... Just that I'm on test mode now at this stage. So if I wanted to import a sample of my contacts, or we'll call them leads for the moment.
Sure.
So I can import them from Excel or from CSV or from what?
So from CSV format, yeah. So if you go back to leads, for example, or should I expect you to do it? And you go to import. So there's two ways to add. There's a couple of ways to add leads in. One is, as I mentioned, you could integrate Salesforce with your website and capture it there. Another way is
you can integrate Salesforce with your website. You know, that's easy for you that knows these things. Like, I'm only half Egypt, you know, so like, in terms of integrating how would I integrate the website, say, with Salesforce?
So there are a couple of ways to go down the line.
Yeah, okay, but let's take, sorry, I'm confusing you now. So we were going to do one thing now. We were going to import leads. So let's just have a look at
that. Sure, well, let's stick to that, and I'll address that question, because it is an important one. So I can add a lead in. So manually I can do it one by one. And again, it's very straightforward. Name, address, any designation you want to put in here, segmentation of any kind, and so on. Very, very straightforward.
Yeah.
Click save. And then I'll get added in here as the newest lead in the system, and away we go.
Yeah.
If I want to import en masse, I click import. And then effectively all I do is the CSV that you would have on your computer. Once this loads up, it will then allow you to select, you want to add in a new lead.
Yeah.
You want to add in new records, and then you want to select the CSV file.
Yeah.
And you choose a file from your computer.
Yeah, so that's how
it's. And I don't know if I have any CSVs here. Let's have a look. That's a different kind of. But anyway, you select your file here, as you would with any kind of upload bits and pieces, and then you click next, and then it will ask you to identify within that CSV file. For example, you may have the headings of name. You want to say the name of my file. I also want to be the name in Salesforce. The address I have in my file, I want it to become the address in Salesforce. The phone number I have in my file, I want it to become the phone number in Salesforce.
Yeah.
And then you click save or go, and then it'll put it all in. And it takes a bit, depending on the size of the file, it could take a few seconds, it could take a few minutes. And then it'll upload that data. And when you go back into your leads queue again, you will see it all represented here with all of the names that you put in, all of their titles, whatever information, and your CSV all represented here as well.
Right. And do I have to have Do I get to define each field as I'm importing it, or do I have to have the file in a certain format?
So what you would do prior to maybe importing it, now you could do this retrospectively. So you can do it beforehand or not. So let's say, for example, here. So if I see the details that are in my contact record, I can see, you know, there's all these fields, but maybe your form has other fields that aren't here.
Yeah.
So what you may have to do, first of all, is make sure these fields are in the contact record. So before importing your data, you may go in and edit the contact record. You may say, I want other fields that are supposed to be in here. Put them in before you do it. And then you add your file in, and you just say, match that heading in my CSV to that field in Salesforce, and so on and so forth.
Okay, that's grand. So I need to have the headings matching, so it'll fall into the right place. Okay, that's fair enough.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Well, I try a small file maybe just for a start off and see how I get.
I would recommend that. Yeah, I do something simple, maybe name, address, phone number, because they will be in there as default.
Yeah.
Get them in, and then, you know, play around with them, and then see how you get on with that.
Yeah, okay, that's grand. Yeah, I think that's almost all my questions. Just one last one. I was telling you I'm currently using Constant Contact as my weekly email service, and I probably also told you that they're upping their prices, which I am not amused by. So the one I'm looking at the moment is a service called Benchmark.
Okay.
Have you ever come across that, or is that integratable with Salesforce?
I don't know is the answer. I haven't come across them. I had come across Contact Manager, of course, but not Benchmark. But I'll check and I'll see exactly what the story is of that one. We integrate with a lot of platforms.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So I just checked if that one was one of them.
Yeah, now this is something I'm looking at moving on in the next week, if you know what I mean.
So if you
could come back to me, because obviously this will be key in my decision whether I go with them or not. Are you with me?
I understand.
I want to have everything sort of talking to each other, so I don't want to go down the road of setting up a new service with the likes of Benchmark and then finding after putting and you know how much work goes into setting up new systems and new ways of doing things, and then to find, no, it doesn't integrate, and then I'm back to square one again, you know?
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. Look, I'll check that out for you, and I'll come back to you then before the end of the day.
Yeah, or you can just drop me an email or whatever, that'll be great. Or give me
I will, I'll drop you an email and let you know, just say, yeah, it does, or no, it doesn't.
I know it doesn't, and then I can make my decisions accordingly. Neil, thank you very much. So I suppose the only thing I can do now is just block off a few hours and play with this test site and see if I can break it and, you know.
Yeah, give it a good go. I just wanted to, just before you head off there, was a question you'd raised to me, kind of said we come back to, was around how you put all this together.
Yeah.
So, a couple of routes you can go down here at Salesforce, right? What I'm showing you here is pretty much out of the box. Now, when you want to go ahead and tweak all this and change it around, it kind of comes down to a couple of factors. You know, do you have the skill in-house? Do you have the time in-house to be able to manipulate this thing and go into the settings and start fiddling around with it? If the answer is yes, then there are tons of resources we have. There's, you know, online forums. There are courses that we have out there for free, kind of miniature how-to courses that you can take. So it really just comes down to, do you have the time to start doing it yourself, or do you have the skill to be able to, does someone know, have the kind of head and shoulders in there to be able to do all this stuff?
Yeah.
If so, then you probably get away with that. The other route you can go down here is to get a third party in who are basically software consultants and the Salesforce specialists, and they will come in and they will design each page and each heading in exactly the way you want it to be designed. So when you flick the switch on day one, it worked exactly the way you want it to work. So integrating with your website is a perfect example. They would do that for you. Connecting with Benchmark or Constant Contact and making sure that works seamlessly, they would do that. Creating those dashboards I showed you, they would create one specifically for your company so that the information there is exactly what you want to get out of it.
Yeah.
They will charge you a fee, of course, to do this. They're consultants. But that's something you may want to consider.
Yeah, it is. But obviously I think I need to get an overall understanding myself first, so at least even if I don't have the answers, I'll have some intelligent questions, you know.
Just to be transparent with you at this point, so you understand exactly how does it all go if you wanted to move ahead with Salesforce.
Yeah. And in terms of time frame, I know it's as long as a piece of string, but what would you say would be a reasonable time frame to have this as the working system on our desks?
In terms of time frames, so look, from my perspective, I could have this wrapped up for you today. I could have a license edge, you can sign the contract. We can get a partner on the phone who could discuss what they would offer to you if you wanted to go down that route, how much they would charge, and they could probably have that squared off by the end of the week, and then it could probably start work next week or the week after. Probably take about a couple of days to put this together for you. So you can be looking at probably the last week of July where you could go live. So that's there.
So
if you really wanted to push the button, that's what we could do.
Okay, that's fair enough. And just in terms of the free trial that I'm on, just that my understanding of that is correct. When I do pull the button or pull the trigger on the service, does the trial version just convert to a live version, or do we start all over again?
Yeah.
So any
the trial would convert.
Yeah. So the account I have, even though it's on a free trial for the next 28 days or whatever, can treat that as my live version, and then when I sign up and probably have to give you a few bob as well, then the data I've already in the trial system just becomes part of the live system, yeah?
Yeah, correct. So you won't lose the data you put in. Sorry, Gordon. You won't lose the data you put in, correct.
Okay, so that's grand. So I can, yeah, but obviously I don't want to, I want to make sure I get it right. Okay, look, I'll tell you the best thing to do is let me play with it. Come back to me about the benchmark, because that's important.
Sure.
Let me have a look at it for a few days just to try to import files and see if I can create task lists and stuff for myself for the next few days and build it up. And then what we'll do is, then I'll, because no point in this stage, because my knowledge is too low to be able to even talk to a third party consultant. So maybe next week we'll have a chat with one of them and just see what's the best way to go about it. And then, yeah, I'm hoping, I like what I see and I like what I think it'll do, and I'm happy that we can make it happen. So I'm not going to sit around here, you know.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. That's fine. Well, then, what I'll do is I'll leave you with it for a week.
Yeah.
So what are we now? We're Thursday. So I'll come back to you in the middle of next week.
Yeah,
fine,
yeah.
Have a chat, see where you are with it. If you're still happy to kind of keep moving ahead, we'll set up a call with one of those partners to give you an idea of where you'd end up with them, and we can take it from there.
Super duper. Listen, really appreciate it, and thanks a million.
No problem, Declan. Have a good day.
You too. Take care. Bye.